I just wanted to say good afternoon and welcome to How to Write Killer Copy. I'm Kristen Gilly-Fritz and I'm with the Portland chapter. This is a hands-on session in which you'll learn to give your ads real stopping power. I think we'll have a better definition of that by the end of our session. Today you're going to discover techniques that will make your messages persuasive. Pack your copy with punch and drive your readers to take action. You'll master the ABA format for greater impact, plus you'll learn to improve flow with parallel construction, to write tighter copy in no time at all, and best of all, to transform terrific ideas into powerful promotions. Today's presenter is Margot Berman, who created her own advertising firm more than 13 years ago, and she is currently an associate professor at Florida International University, which, if any of you were at the business meeting yesterday, received quite a few awards from the association. She's worked as senior copywriter and producer-director for several Miami agencies, and she has produced and hosted an interview talk show on Miami radio. And if I were to read through all of the awards nationally, locally, regionally, internationally that Margot has received, I take up far too much of her time with us today. So please give Margot a rousing welcome.
Thank you. Okay, so here's the question. Why do we advertise? Thank you, to sell product. Is there someone reading the copy?
Is there
So you hope somebody's reading the copy. A living, breathing person, right? So you're not writing dissertation. You're not writing anything except what? Killer copy. You want to get them immediately. So how do you do that? Anybody have any ideas? How do you do that? What do you do to get the attention of the reader?
Talk about something they want to know about.
Make it relevant. Thank you, Marianne. That's right. And what you want to do is to get whoever it is out there to stop and read your message. They decide in 1 second if they're going to read your message. 1 second. If they read it, they spend 3 seconds per ad. It's got to have stopping power, right? So what do we need to know about the client to give them stopping power? Well, you need to identify, and this is in your handout. You don't have to write a thing. Life is good. Just open it up and read along. Life is good. I hate when your heads are down and your brains are there. I want you up here with me. So, okay, identify the product and service. What does the product do? If you don't know what you're trying to sell, you can't sell it. You must know that. Explain the benefits. What's the difference between a benefit and a feature? A benefit is a wisdom. What's in it for me? A feature is... it's taller, longer, shorter, faster, whatever, but it doesn't say what's in it for you. There are features in every product, but the benefit is what are you getting out of it? So what you want to sell is the benefit. You don't sell a car, you sell the sex appeal. Okay? You don't sell the car. The features are about the car. I want to put you in the car. Okay? Address positioning. This is critical. And what is positioning? There are no wrong answers. What is positioning? The way you put it on the page, yes.
Where you place it in the newspaper.
That's another kind of position, where you place it in the newspaper or in the medium.
Position in the market.
Yeah. Position in the market. But it's one step past the position in the market. It's the position in the consumer's mind. I say Rolls Royce, boom, you all get the same position. That's what we're talking about. It's a positioning in the from the client's, from the customer's perspective, when they make the purchase, how do they see the product? That's positioning. That's what you need to know, because if you don't know how you want people to see the product, how are you going to sell the product? Positioning is where it all begins. If you haven't read the Trout and Reese book, positioning, you need to do it. There's all kinds of marketing books by Trout and Reese that are really, really useful. So should the positioning be changed, or is it okay? And you say, why is she starting with this when we want to talk about writing copy? Because you can't write, right? But you got to know this stuff first. This is your foundation. Okay, build awareness. I've said it 100 times. A bad ad, you repeat it enough, you remember it. It's true, isn't it? Am I right? You can't get it out of your head. Things from 1 million years ago. Repetition is reputation. If we can add to that and make it a wonderful campaign, you'll build on a great concept and it'll spin out and spin out and spin out. Example, Marlboro Man. He's been doing that thing how long? He's been on that horse. I'm sure the guy's got to come down sometime. I mean, he must be beat. You know, think it through, right? Right, go to the last. How many years? They're up there. Okay, plop, plop. How long? Right, it's like right there. How do you spell relates? Whoops. There you go. Okay, now, I thought you'd get that. So, what we need to know is name recognition. When you develop your positioning, what you really want to do is get into the tagline, and the tagline is your ground floor of everything you're going to build upon that. Coke is it. Coke, always Coca-Cola. The Pepsi generation. Maxwell House. Good job. Ford. Quality is job one. All the things that I handed out, those are taglines. Now, someone says, what's the difference between a tagline and a headline? Anybody know? Yeah, one's at the beginning and one's at the end, and sometimes they're used simultaneously. But the tagline, any headline in the campaign can sit over the tagline. That's why it's the tagline. It's just like this. It's like a little tray holds everything. So any headline in the campaign should be able to sit over the tagline and work. So that tagline has to be all-encompassing, solid like a rock, solid foundation. Anything above that, okay, Avis, we try harder, because we're number... See? That could sit right over that. So this is very important to have a strong tagline. If your client gives it to you and the wife, whatever, came up with it, you're stuck with it, do the best you can. But if you can develop a tagline that has the client's name in it, where you can't pull out the name, the Pepsi generation, then the competitor can't say generation because you think Pepsi, boom, they own it. That's the best kind of a tagline. Okay, uniqueness. These are things you need to know before you put your pen to paper. Okay, this is the old unique selling proposition that they talked about years and years and years ago that they're kind of moving away from, but I still think it's very important. And you don't need to go through every single question on the page, and if you don't have it, then just take notes. It's okay. I gave you some of them. It's a long presentation. But at least you're paying attention. You know what you don't know. That's good. This is a good beginning. Okay, what you need to know is what makes your product or service, the one you're advertising, different from your competition. Sometimes they all have the same qualities. There's nothing really distinguishing. You need to find something. So they'll go and buy that hairband or that dress or that easel or whatever it is or that carpet. What is it? Why are you purchasing that particular thing? Why did the PowerBook get so popular? The laptop. Because it's what? Number eight. It's portability. So you can have a computer, but you can't take it with you. So now you need the one you can take with you. That's what makes it unique. And that's what they saw. When was it made? If you're collecting antiques, you want something old. If you're getting wine, you don't want it today's vineyard. You want it from a million years ago. How it is used, the way it is made, is it made now? Japan years ago was like, oh, it's Japanese, it's not any good. Now it's Japanese, it's top quality. So where it's made, how it's made, is it, you're buying it for its speed. You know, Ferrari, it goes from 0 to 60 in what, half a breath, whatever, right? Is it longevity? You buy a Volkswagen because you never have to get another one? Okay, what is Volvo selling? Safety. Look how fast that positioning, they got you. Boom, everyone said safety. That's what makes it unique. And the wife of the Volvo owner, she was a physical therapist nurse, and she's the one who started with the safety. She saw people from car accidents and saw the terrible condition there when she said, why can't they, and you're in the business, and go home and try to explain that one. And that's how it all started, with the Volvo safety. Okay, so what do we go over so far? What have we said so far? You need to know uniqueness, you need identity, right? Positioning, thank you, and you need to know this, to whom are we speaking? If you don't know the consumer, how are you gonna talk to them? You speak to a 4-year-old a lot different than you speak to a 40-year-old, a lot differently you speak to an 80-year-old, different than a 14-year-old. This, reaching your target, who is the consumer? Who is making that purchase? And as you're developing your concepts, which you're going to be doing in a group in a few minutes, as you develop your concepts, these are the kinds of questions you need to decide before you start writing and editing and polishing it. No, you polish and edit later. You've got to get the foundation solid. So who's a consumer, and I mean, where do they live? How do they live? Apartment, townhouse, big house, little house. How do they shop? Do they shop by mail, email? Do they use TV, shop on television? How do they shop? How are you gonna reach these people? When do they shop? Are they a weekend shopper, a night shopper, a morning shopper? All these questions. If you know that, let's say you're talking about someone who shops only the weekends. So where are you going to place the ads? Are you going to say something about the weekend? Like, forget the picnic, right? We're frying up great sales. I don't know, something, but you're going to bring them in on the weekend, right? And when they shop and where they shop. Okay, this. Establishing your message. You've got your target audience set. You want to marry your copy and your layout. It should be one idea. So when you see the visual, if it didn't need copy and it stands on its own, don't give it any copy. Like the Nike check, it doesn't need copy, so don't give it to it. But if it does need it, make sure they're married. You can't take one away and the other one can stand without it. An ad with wonderful copy may not need a visual, so don't give it one. Let it stand on its own. It should be memorable. Your message should be memorable. It should be a big idea. If you can take a big idea and spin it out, when I say spin it out, it can work on TV, it can work on radio, billboard, several ads in a series. It just keeps working. You've got something to work with. And then your client isn't going ad by ad, week by week. They're going long term because you have a campaign established. So your concept should be, as Marianne said, it should be something they want to read about, relevant, on target, that it's the right audience, impactful, that it has energy, and urgency. You've got to get them in, not just, well, we're having a great sale. When are we having it? You know, you missed it, don't go home, you know, that kind of thing. You couldn't have left the store without buying something wonderful. An execution, which we don't need to talk about, how you do all the fine-tuning and making sure everything looks good, that's a whole different thing. Okay, now, let me give you an example of an ad that we had to develop, and I'm going to start with concept. The company was a new developer, and they wanted to have a grand opening, and they had no plants, no landscaping. So you know how bad that looks when you go to buy a house and there's no trees and there's no flowers. It looks terrible. But they wanted to have people come out. I said, well, give me a benefit. You know, give me a wisdom. What's in it for me? $2,000 off the price of the house if you buy without landscaping. So I said, okay, that'll work. So here's what I came up with. Catch us with our plants down, because everyone wants to catch somebody with their plants down, and save $2,000. So the idea here is hurry up, get in here. It's urgent, because you better save it before we finish planting, because you're not going to get that next time. It has the urgency, it has impact, it's relevant, and it has a wisdom, a benefit. And they had a lot of people show up. They said, well, these people show up. I said, and they bought houses. Well, they saved $2,000. And they caught you with your plants down. Another way you can write copy is where you just kind of like jump into the middle of something. This was an invitation for an awards banquet. Sometimes you don't need a beginning, a middle, and an end, and later I'm going to show you that you do, but sometimes you don't. So this copy is where we're asking people to come out to a big award ceremony, and the name of the award is Fame. So the copy reads, give it to me straight, baby. Do we stand a chance? Look, she says coyly while straightening his tie, with a couple of winners like us. He lowers his head, staring deeply into her eyes. Yeah, baby, I know. We'll finally get what's coming to us. She whispers demurely, Fame. And all that jazz, he adds huskily. And that was the invitation. It was like, baby said, that's so cool. But there was no beginning. He just like fell into the story. Because I don't want you to like get out before you decide to show up. When I say I want you to write brief, short, concise copy, I don't want you to go on and on and on. Nobody wants to read it unless certain products, okay? You've seen long copy on certain products. General rule of thumb, still keep whatever you have to say as short as possible. Concise, simple, succinct. Here's what I mean by that. Why I work, a short essay. I like food, the end. That's what I mean by brief. Just say it in as few words as possible, right? And it, you know, it gets right to it. Sometimes you have to add a little something in your copy because it quite isn't finished yet. So Snoopy says, suddenly it was calm and peaceful. It all happened. She goes, what do you mean it all happened? This isn't exciting enough, she says to Snoopy. You have to make it more exciting. So he starts again. Suddenly it all happened again. You know, you got to add something sometimes. Sometimes you want something, a bit of a surprise in your copy. Now, here's a concept that everybody can understand. You know, like right away, in case of emergency, the little Hershey's Kiss says what? Pull. Because all you need to do when you're in an emergency is do what? Pull. And so you don't have a lot of copy. When I say you don't need copy sometimes, you could still have impact. The concept needs to be there. Here's another one with strong concept and not a lot of copy. Not too much. Know a good thing when you see it. Two for one dining because Noah's Ark. So the connection, you see, it's not fun. The connection is Noah, the pun, the twist. A good thing when you see it, two for one dining. So this really, really works. Now, before you start writing, what you want to do is have something that works for that particular client. Now, there are many different points of view. I'm just going to give you three, because you have it written down. You don't have to write it. If you can decide your point of view, that'll help you in establishing your message. Okay? So, first one is self-serving. And you have a couple of lists of examples of self-serving. Have you found that? Okay, so what did you find for self-serving? Give me the Chevrolet. Page two. The heartbeat of America. What's Greyhound? Leave the driving to us. What's Marlboro? Marlboro Country. You say, well, why is that self-serving? Because the client is just me, me, I, me, you're not in it. I don't care about you. I don't care about you. I'm not interested in you. Here's what we do. We're number one. We're the best. It's from their point of view, so it's self-serving. There are many other self-serving. Now, I'll give you a quick example of a few others in case it isn't 100% clear what is self-serving. You should know it. Perrier Earth's first soft drink. It has nothing to do with you. You're not in it, right? Royal Caribbean, things are different here, but we didn't put you in the picture, right? Bounty, the quicker picker-upper, it's what the product does. Self-serving, it's not negative, it's not bad, it's just they're telling you about themselves. Some clients should do that. So you need to decide which client should do this. I can give you pages of this, but I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. If you understand the concept of self-serving, everybody get that? Yeah? Self-serving? Okay, I can go forward. We didn't lose anyone self-serving. It's just from the product's point of view. Okay? Ford. Quality is job one. That's from their point of view. The second one is testimonial. Now, you know testimonial. So give me a testimonial. Something from your point of view. Give me something you would say about a drink, a soft drink that you like. Anything. It tastes great. I love it. How about, I really love it. It tastes great. Self-serving. What does it say on self-serving? Testimonial. It says, Toyota, I love what you do for me. I love what you do for me. Toyota. And somebody says it. So, L'Oreal, because I'm worth it, I. It's from my point of view. You know, I just lost 200 pounds in 5 minutes. Slim fit. That, you know, okay, look, Ma, no cavities. That is testimonial. Somebody holds up a product and says, this is what it did for me. Okay? Certain products, and a lot of them are things that you would ingest, products that you use. Be a pepper. I'm a pepper, you're a pepper, you could be a pepper too, that whole pepper thing. That was peppered with excitement. Okay, so the question becomes, with testimonial, it's something you used and enjoyed. And you see a lot of the weight loss products, they get up and say all that stuff. There are many others where they get up and the product is best described by a testimonial. Excedrin. I had a headache, but I didn't need to read all the research. I'm not a researcher, but I tried it on my headache and it worked. Testimonial. Okay, the next one is emotional blackmail. I love this one. This is the one where you can't back out of it. This is De Beers. You know, when De Beers says, wouldn't show her you'd marry her all over again, and every wife looks at her husband, he just like shrinks. You know, what? That's emotional blackmail. That's the kind of ad that does something. I mean, you can't back out of that. Every husband hates that because he's like, but I can't afford to buy you diamonds. But wouldn't you if you could? They hate that. That's emotional blackmail. So, okay, Volvo, aren't you, you know, Volvo, aren't you glad your wife drives a Volvo? And what if your wife doesn't? What does that say? I hope she gets breaks her neck in that stupid car, right? I'm not buying her a Volvo. I don't want to see her for dinner. What? Michelin. Now, what'd they put in the tire for Michelin?
Babies.
Hello. Could anything be more emotional than that? Right? And there's a lot riding on your tires. And then they put the baby there. And the husband doesn't buy Michelin? Oh, yeah. Where's he eating tonight? Good luck. homework. When you care enough to send the very best, what if you don't send homework? What does it mean?
You don't care.
You could care less. I'm just doing this because I'm supposed to. That's emotional blackmail. So when you're looking to develop a campaign, these are three positionings. There's many more that will help you in positioning your client. Because should I, in point of view, should I go from their point of view? Or should I go from the consumer's point of view? Or should I just nail it home with emotional blackmail and what are you going to do? Right? Except buy the product. Okay, so does anybody have any question on point of view? And I was looking for a little roadrunner that I was going to throw out, and if I go too fast, you can hold it up, but I haven't found one. Because I have to bring it with me. That's my next thing. So you're all set on the three points of view, correct? Okay, let me show you, before I have you do a little exercise. We had a client that had five different products. And banking, if you do financial, anybody in financial? Tough, isn't it? It's hard to do creative financial. Thank you, I needed that challenge. Fine, oh yeah, we could do this. So what we came up with was a visual of everything is made out of money, okay? And the concept for the whole campaign had to do with that visual. So the visual, like I said, a marriage of visual and copy. Remember we talked about that? And I said, if you can get a marriage going, you'll show something that's really wonderful. So what we did was money is no object. And then we showed the objects you can buy with money. All the different things you'd get a loan, and these are for personal loans. So we have the wedding bells, a daughter's wedding, a new house, a vacation, a car. And I'm going to show you the structure of this, and you're going to see several ads spinning out. When you have a big idea and it spins out, it makes life very, very easy for you. So in looking for a campaign that'll go forward, you want to come up with something visually and or with concept that'll move you forward. This was the first in this series, and we used the money. The second one was this one, Hidden Treasure. And here, the money is behind the house. And if you look at the very first headline, okay, Hidden Treasure, in the very last line, Discover Some Hidden Treasure, you're going to see an ABA where we start with something here, we move through some copy, B, 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 and we come back to the headline at the end. If you can write copy like that and bring your headline back at the end, it has impact. That's what you want to do. So you start about, and you don't even need a long sentence at the beginning. Hidden treasure. Sometimes what you need most is right nearby. I didn't start with, we have a wonderful bank. Please come and see us. Who cares? Put the benefit, right? Put the benefit at the top. See it from the consumer's point of view. Anytime you want to sell something, if you see it from their point of view, you're going to sell the product. So what do they need? What they need most is right nearby. Sometimes right under your nose or under your roof. We don't know what it is yet. So I'm going to keep reading because it's short little phrases, remember, brief. Just like a home equity credit line. I said what it is. It's a home equity credit line. There could be a lot more money available than you ever imagined. You could think of it as hidden treasure waiting to be discovered. So we're developing the A, the concept. Then we talk about what we offer you, our products, our benefits. And then we come back at the very end. So what you need, extra cash, a number of things, call our loan line. That's our call to action. So they do something. Remember I said be sure to tell them what to do? And discover some hidden treasure. I'll show you another one in the series so you'll see how that spins out and how the copy is always ABA. If you can do that, your copy will always be tight, what we call tight copy. Okay, you just came into money. Visually, we have the house with the money. You don't know what it's about yet, but I'm starting and I jump right in from your point of view. Maybe you'd like an extra room. A screened-in porch, a sparkling new pool. Well, Commerce Bank Home Improvement Loan could make it all possible. Then we talk about it's fast, benefit. Okay, when it comes to loans, you'll deal with an officer, benefit. See, you could be the smartest way to buy money because in certain circumstances, it'll reduce your interest on your taxes, benefit. Then we come back to our wrap. Next time you need to make your home a castle, call to action, the loan line. And our home improvement loan will make everyone think, back to the headline, you just came into money. And it works. You go, I get it. And you mention the money thing at the beginning, at the end. Benefit, benefit, benefit. So it's a very simple process. A, your concept. B, you develop it. Benefit, 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 benefit. Wisdom, wisdom. And at the very end, right? Am I right? At the very end, you go back to your concept to hammer it home with a call to action. That's your A, B, A. It always works. It'll always improve your writing, and keep your sentences short. Time is money. Now, why does time is money work? Because we start with a cuckoo clock. When you're trying to get a mortgage, what's the biggest hitch? You can't get your loan in time. So we do the same thing. Time is money, and we talk right to you. Once you find your dream home, nothing's more important than obtaining a mortgage. But usually it takes forever. Not at Commerce Bank. Benefit. We know how critical it is to close quickly. Benefit, benefit, benefit. We have 15 years, 30 years, everything, whatever suits your lifestyle. Here's the benefit. Okay, after 30-day closing for pre-approval, we come back to A at the very end. When it comes to financing your home, you deserve our 30-day closing. Call our loan line, call to action. After all, time is money. Do you see the pattern? They're all the same way, all of them. This one is the same thing. Go on, make a bundle. And you show your visual, you do your A, and the last line, you can bet on it'll be, go on, make a bundle. That's the first thing you can do to tighten up your copy. Drive home the message. Start with a good idea, develop it, and then come back to it at the very end with a call to action. Make sure you remember to tell them what to do. Okay, now, I'm not going to go through this one. Here's what I want to do now. I want to spend a few minutes on how do we develop an idea. Because that's what you want to know. How do we develop an idea? How do we start with an idea? Let's start with a product. Who's got a product they want to work with? Maybe a client that they're working on right now. Somebody must have a client that they want to work with.
Integrated business systems. They do voice messaging.
Okay.
Live answering people.
Okay, so the integrated. Okay, tell me, let's just do a quick word association, because this will show you, you've probably done this a million times, right? Well, we'll do it again. So, integrated, and if you haven't, we'll do it for the first time. So, integrated communication?
Integrated business systems.
Business systems. Okay, that's the name of it. Okay, what do they do?
They offer voice messaging.
Okay, hang on. Voice, message, okay.
Live answering.
Answer, okay.
Paging.
Paging. Okay, computer consultation. Okay, so you've got a lot of stuff. Do we have to talk about all of it in one ad? We could bullet those, but let's start with who's the target in this client? Okay, what kind of business people? Small, big, medium?
Small, mainly.
Small, okay. So it's small, okay. Small business. I already have an idea, but go ahead. Small business.
Oh, okay. And what they want to show is how they just expanded from voice messaging.
Okay, they've expanded from voice messaging. So they have this. They have it on their machines, right? And they've already got it on there.
Mm-hmm.
And now what do they want to do?
They want to add all those other systems, and they want to tell people that by contacting them, they can make their offices more productive by having all these services, coordinate and work.
Okay. Your office can be more productive if you have all of these features. Okay, so they're going
to,
so what are they going to do to the small business? There you go. Okay, they're going to expand. Go ahead. Make it efficient. Go ahead. What else? Go ahead. What else?
Reduce barriers to sales.
Okay. So increase sales.
Better customer service.
Service. Okay, what are they doing to the little business? Hello, they're making it seem like a big business. So big business for?
Little business.
Was that brain surgery? You did it. There you are. Hello, that did it. Big business for small business. Okay, so you have a concept, right? And who wouldn't get that? Who doesn't want it? What did you do for the person purchasing? You made them feel like what? Big business. How about we just expanded your office and you didn't move an inch? Right?
Yeah.
There it is. So what you're doing is, you know, it's that kind of thinking from the person who's the consumer, whoever it is, even if it's business consumer, wisdom. What are they getting? You just made them a big cheese. You could even say, new phone system for the big cheese. You could do that. People love that kind of stuff. They do. They relate to that. So in looking at this, you take your list of things, and sometimes you can just come up with things and go this way in word association, or sometimes small business, just boom, it hits you right in the face. Small business, big business. Right? That's how this whole process works. So then from there, we'd need to write some copy, which you're going to do. Okay? And what I'm going to do a little bit later, I think, is have you come up with some concepts per table. So toward the end, we're going to break into groups. So pick a client that you want to work on. Start thinking about it while we're doing this. And at the end, we're going to have you break into groups and come up with a concept and a little bit of copy for a client. So you don't have to speak now, but think about it. And this is the process of how it's done. There's word association, there's morpho boxes. I can show you a lot of different processes in order to get you to think creatively, but it's not that hard. Become the consumer. Many times, and students have seen me do this at the university, when I talk about talking to kids and reaching kids, I sit on the floor and they go, what is she doing? I said, well, I'm becoming a kid. I can't talk to them if I don't know what they feel like. And if I want to target like a 60 plus market, I start thinking about how hard it would be to sit in a chair. And I pull a chair over, like, it's effort, you know, it's difficult, my fingers aren't working. And how long that took for me to do this. And then I sit down, and how long I have to hold on to make sure I'm steady. And when I get into that, finally sit down, I can understand how long things take. And I can understand how an older person thinks. You have to think like your consumer. What is the benefit? If you say to an older person who has arthritis, this will help you peel, twist, open, close, that product has meaning to them. So you need to think, what, again, wisdom, what are they getting out of it?
Margo.
Yeah, question.
How does that
Anne.
Vary when you're talking about like a nonprofit where it's not a physical product necessarily that you're selling?
What are you trying to sell?
Not like banking services.
Okay, for nonprofit, what are we selling?
Services.
Okay, you're selling services.
Well,
tell me more. Tell me more about the services that you're selling.
Specifically, a specific nonprofit?
Yeah, just exactly what you're trying to do.
Selling services to people that need healthcare type services.
Okay, healthcare type services. Okay, keep going.
For people with lung diseases and...
What kind of services are you selling?
Well,
healthcare services?
We don't sell the services. We're selling the fact that we provide these services.
Okay, so who's your customer?
People with lung disease.
Okay, so her customer's people with lung disease, and you have all kinds of services. So you have people come to the house instead of breathing treatments and stuff like that?
Right. And
well, okay, well, how hard was that? Okay, hang on. She already has an idea. I mean, it's already done. Here we go. This can't take you forever. You don't have time. You got a life, right? You got to get going. Okay, I mean, like, let's hurry it up. All right, so the question now is, right, so you have people that have breathing problems, right? And you have a service. Does anybody see a connection between... Hello! Breathe easier! Right? Breathe easy. That's it. And then you go blank, 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 blank. We have the... Right? You guys can leave right now. You learned it all. That's it. But if you start with from their point, what is their problem? Their problem is that they can't breathe. They can't. What else can't they do? What other problems do they have?
Well, a lot of people that smoke, I mean, they just have...
They need big ashtrays. We're not servicing that. What else do they...
Well, just also, I mean, everything stems from problems with respiratory problems, breathing.
And then you do, you spin this out. Is there anything else you can think of with the word breathe? If breathe easy is the first one, what could the second one be?
Breath of
fresh air. Breathe a sigh of relief. See? Okay. Breath of fresh air. We're a breath of fresh air. Do you see how that just goes right along? And it didn't take, what, 3 seconds? And what do you want? Real short copy. If you haven't had a good deep breath in a long time, well, now you can breathe easy. Because blanket, see, just conversational. Write the way you speak. If you can read it without stumbling, you're writing great copy. Short little sentences. Say what you have to say. I want to get rid of all your big words that you studied all those years and got all those degrees. Put them in the drawer. Nobody needs those. Just communicate. It's the biggest word you'll hear from me today. Say it. I just go, well, just say it. You know, they write around the issue. Just say it. We'll make you breathe easy. Say it. Breathe a sigh of relief. And at the end, so you do your ABA, and when your headline is breathe easy, what's the last line? You call our, whatever the, what?
Breathe
what's the name of the company? Call
Lung Association.
Call the American Lung Association, and pretty soon you can breathe easy. Right. It's so simple. Killer copy, and you just get right from their point of view. What they need from you. Don't say what we do. We have these, or who cares what you got? I want to know what I get. Everyone's always from their point of view. What are they going to get out of it? Okay, give you an example. In this instance, we did, see the quote, so what is that? Testimonial, right? Quotes or testimonial? This was for a funeral home. You say, oh my God, it doesn't even look like a funeral home. Why did they do that? That's the point. We want you to read it. So, well, you know, because if it said you're going to die, nobody wants to read that. You know, we're checking out. You know, people are dying to come in and see us. That's not good. You know? Right? That's not going to get you. So Mama was right. And then it's all about how Mama did this, and she always made good decisions. And when it was time to go, she, you know, she knew it was the right thing, and she made arrangements for Aunt Molly, and everything worked out. Right? Because Mama was right. And then Papa knew best. You see how that just follows right along? And Papa did this, and Papa did that, and Papa, 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 and of course, you know the last line of the copy is going to say it. That's why he chose Eternal Light. After seeing how carefully everything was taken care of and how sensitively they conducted the service, I have to say once again, Papa knew best. These were from actual letters from people that had used the service and said, thank you so much, you know, for the funeral and everything. They wrote letters. So I said, you've got letters in the drawer? Give me those letters. What are you hiding this stuff? Give me that. It's a gold mine. And, you know, they don't know. They hide stuff from you. You have to dig in their drawers to get this stuff. And there it is. But this has impact because you're not going to, they stand up and say, we provide the most honest and most dignified and most wonderful funeral. Who cares? You're not going to buy that. You're smart. But if so-and-so said it, and cousin so-and-so and Aunt Tilly and all these other regular, ordinary people, then you are going to believe it. Okay, we'll give you another one. Now, remember I said if a concept is strong, it doesn't need a picture? So, okay, we don't know you. Now, I'll tell you the story in this. Went to pitch this piece of business. They've been the Yes Bank for 36 years. And I walk and have great hearing. People who are blind can hear. Trust me. A mile away, don't say it because I'll hear you. So I'm here and the person is way over there and they go, oh, she's here? Oh, well, did she do Spanish? Oh. The person that hired me called me in to do the pitch on the business, got fired that morning. I have no contact at the client, none, zip. So I'm like, oh, this is good. And he didn't tell me Spanish. We do Spanish. We do French, Spanish, Portuguese, whatever you want. We do it. Right? Whatever. Just tell me. I didn't know. So I only had English. And I only had two out of the three locations. He said we didn't want to do three. So I overheard the president saying, well, all right, she's here. All right, we'll see her. Real energy, huh? You know how my energy level is always up. I walk into this big conference room. President's over there. His whole team. I sit on this side. I have all my stuff, my portfolio. I have our boards. And he doesn't talk to me for 5 minutes. That's a long time when you're, you know. But I was determined. And I get, you know, I'll talk to the garbage can and present him. I'm going to present to something today. I don't care who it is. It's the wall. And I'll talk to the wall. I wasn't leaving. You know, I was all set. I was psyched. So he looks up. He goes, okay, what do you got? I go, and I start going through my portfolio. He goes, we're not interested in that. What have you got? Wisdom. What do you got for us? I said, I know that one. I said, okay. So you know the series of yes, yes, yes? You get three yeses when you're doing presentation. Then you get them in the yes mode, and pretty soon the last question is, you need a yes, and they give it to you. So the first, you know this. So the first one is, well, you've been the Yes Bank for 36 years. I knew that. He goes, yes. I go, that's a one. And he said, I said, and I'm certain that, you know, you are happy with your logo and your tagline because you've used it for so long. What's he going to say? He goes, yes, that's two. So I said, so I'm assuming that you don't want to change that because you've established it in the community. Yes. I go, gotcha. So I said, well, we've got the same thing. So now he's on the yes mode. I said, so here's what we came up with. You've been the Yes Bank for so long because we don't know. We don't know. We don't know. So we're the Yes Bank because we don't say, instead of K-N-O-W, we don't know. So we don't know this one and we don't know that one because we say yes to everybody. So he looks up, he stands up and slams his fist on the table. I said, I'm out of here.